From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The U.S. and China said Sunday they have agreed to back away from imposing tough new tariffs on each other's exports. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin told Fox News that the world's two biggest economic powers, quote, have made very meaningful progress, and we agreed on a framework to resolve trade issues.
We're putting the trade war on hold. So right now we have agreed to put the tariffs on hold while we try to execute the framework.
Mnuchin predicted a 35% to 40% increase in American agricultural exports to China and a doubling of energy purchases over the next 3 to 5 years. In a 20-minute long telephone conversation this weekend, South Korean President Moon Jae-in and President Trump talked about how to deal with North Korea and the possible roadblocks it is putting in place between historic talks between Trump and North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un. Those are scheduled for June 12th in Singapore. The meeting would be a first for the leaders of the two countries. Prosecutors in the southwestern state of Texas have charged a 17-year-old with murder. They say he shot and killed 8 students and 2 teachers on Friday. On ABC News, the lieutenant governor of Texas, Dan Patrick, said shootings happen because life has been devalued in America.
Whether it's through abortion, whether it's the breakup of families, through violent movies, and particularly violent video games, which now outsell movies and music. Psychologists and psychiatrists will tell you that students are desensitized to violence.
More than a dozen people were also hurt in the shooting, including a school police officer. This is VOA News. The Reuters news agency reports investigators have found one of the black box recorders that could help them figure out what went wrong Friday when an airliner crashed shortly after takeoff from Havana, Cuba. 107 people were killed. 3 badly injured survivors are being treated in a hospital. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says Islamic State fighters are being evacuated from the last insurgent enclave near Damascus. That will restore government control over the area. The UN Refugee Agency reports an increase in fighting in the southeastern region of the Central African Republic has driven more than 7,000 people to abandon their homes and seek refuge in a remote area in the Democratic Republic of Congo over the past week. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
In December 2012, the Seleka, a coalition of largely Muslim groups, toppled the CAR government. The anti-Balaka, composed primarily of Christians and animists, formed to counter the brutality of the Seleka. UN agencies report CAR civil war has displaced nearly 700,000 and caused almost 500,000 people to seek refuge in neighboring countries. UNHCR spokesman William Spindler says the current exodus is adding to the already heavy refugee burden. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Several policemen have been killed, soldiers wounded, mayors kidnapped in Cameroon by suspected armed separatists who had warned against celebrating the Central African State's National Day in English-speaking regions. Correspondent Moki Edwin Kinzika reports.
Tensions flared in many towns and villages of Cameroon's English-speaking regions, including Konye, Batibe, Ekona, and several villages. At least 2 policemen and several people were killed. Tensions in Cameroon began in November 2016, when English-speaking teachers and lawyers protested, saying they were frustrated with the dominance of the French language and the marginalization of the Anglophone population. Moki Edwin Kinzika for VOA News, Yaoundé.
Congo's health ministry announced a new death from Ebola on Sunday. That brings to 26 the number of deaths from the deadly outbreak in Equatorial Province in the country's northwest. 4 new cases of the Ebola virus have been confirmed in the Democratic Republic of Congo. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.